Every day in Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights. Some time with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights. Coming up, we'll have the Malone Coach's Corner tonight, and already talked to Ryan Ross, one of the coaches of Ocean Springs. Great story down there this week. We'll be looking for this week's giant very quickly after the show tonight. You know, Jake, one of the things that people have been asking about is the Twitter feed for Fennell. Yes. Talk to me a little bit about the feed.
FNUTL. That's it. It's that simple. Just search at on Twitter. Just search FNUTL. And, of course, Will is running that, and we've got myself and other people that run that. It's kind of conglomerate. But a lot of information, scores come in, people send us stuff. A lot of times people will, like Twitter feeds work, they'll tweet to us, so we apologize if we don't get to answer every tweet or acknowledge every tweet, but we do read it, so we do apologize. But if you want to follow us on Twitter, at FNUTL, for all of your high school football needs, from scores to updates, we'll be putting stuff out as we go along about the matchups that we're going to be doing each month,
right.
The Malone matchups.
And the All-Star games that are coming up.
The All-Star games, yeah, that we'll be at and be doing all that. The state championships, everything from cradle to grave in high school football, we'll have it on Twitter. And then Dave Shouse has our Facebook page. He does a great job with that. So, you can get us on Facebook, Twitter, the website, right here on the show, MPB, we're everywhere.
Dave, you were talking about him being in the bunker. He's not exactly in the bunker. He's 3,000 feet up in the air in the mountains, and he was trying to do some calculating on the percentage of winning field goal kicks and the percentage of female kickers and the percentage of winning kicks by females, but calculating females kickers being homecoming queen
was going to say, that's probably, I'm telling you, that's a Disney movie, right?
It is.
I mean, for her to be a female kicker that kicks two field goals, an extra point to win the game, and then gets the homecoming queen, she's thrown out the first pitch at the minor league baseball game, she's on a plane, she's here, she's there. I mean, she is living it up. And look, hey, props to her. This is an amazing story.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to the telephone. We're going to come back and give you the roundup and the scores in a moment. But right now, Jeff with WXXB joins us on Friday Night on the Lights. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. What'd you cover tonight?
Well, I covered about 10 plays of Biloxi versus North Shore out of Slidell, Louisiana, but rain had that one at about an hour and a half rain delay, so not too much going on in the highlight department for us.
Well, tell me a little bit about this Biloxi team, because we don't hear a whole lot about it. Of course, they've had a coaching change. Tell me about the Indians.
Well, Calvin French coming in, I believe they're 2-1 to start the season. And so far, they seem like a contender in 6A. But, of course, whoever comes out of that region has got to get over that Coast team hiccup, you know, against these bigger schools out of Hattiesburg and Jackson and the like. So, so far, so good. But I guess we'll see when District play starts next week what they're really about.
Well, you're exactly right, Jeff, because you got teams like Hattiesburg Tigers that are playing really well up in the Hub City. And that's just tough to come out of the South, isn't it, to get in that championship game.
Yeah, and then of all teams, Hancock just breaks through last year, you know, like they've been there before, so you really never know.
So how much do you get to cover more than one team on a Friday night?
Usually, now we have a 9 o'clock show, so I got to be on the desk at 9:40, which is a little earlier than most. But, you know, on a good night, I'll be able to get two, and then if Harrison Central's playing at home right up the road, maybe three, and then we got another guy, Jalen, who's been helping out. So ideally we'll get about five, but, you know, tonight was two. And speaking of that Shucker's first pitch, we did get out there to see Kaylee throw that out, and it was about a two-hopper to the left of the mound. So they were joking about her maybe kicking it out to home plate, but she decided to throw it.
She didn't have the crown on tonight, by any chance, I would assume.
She threw it out with her tiara on.
Very nice. There you go. Hey, Jeff, hey, listen, we appreciate you checking in with us tonight from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Keep that rain out of there.
Yeah, we really need it.
Okay, Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate you, brother. That is Jeff with
WXXB
down on the coast.
Very good.
You know, they got a lot of football to cover down there in a short span.
You know, and they do, and it's not a ton of people, which we've had a mass exodus, so to speak, in the media this year with Robbie Donahoe out of North Mississippi, a lot of the changeover in the state as far as here in the television stations, Clarion Ledger down south. That's like I talked to Patrick McGee, who's at the Hattiesburg American. He would love to come on the show, but he says, hey, we're so short-staffed. I'm one guy covering basically the entire Pine Belt. So he said, I don't have a chance to do any radio now on Friday nights and very little on Saturdays because he's covering, you know, Hattiesburg and Oak Grove and Petal. So, you know, just trying to fill the void here. And you're right, a lot of coast teams. Biloxi, an interesting story. Bobby Hall leaves there, goes to Philadelphia.
Correct.
Walks out after 2 weeks. So, you know, Biloxi trying to kind of get their feet back under him. And he mentioned Hancock. That's another team. You know, Russ, they made that step. They beat Brandon last year, trying to make that plunge into 6A this year.
It's a tough deal. George, you got some scores for us from the Malone Construction score desk?
I do, Russ. Do want to mention, of course, leading off, one of the bigger games in the state tonight, the Brandon Northwest Rankin game. And mention again, that one was won by Brandon by the score of 31-14. Harrison Central defeated George County tonight 21-10. Lakeshore from Mandeville, Louisiana did beat Hancock tonight 28-7 was the final. Get this, Briarcrest Christian defeated Hernando tonight 20-19. Isn't Briarcrest the same school, MRA?
Yes,
that's
the same, same school.
So that's a 6A school, Hernando, that was 2-1 going into that. So that's a pretty strong win for Briarcrest. Of course, Jake mentioned this a moment ago. Murrah shut out Jim Hill 27-0. Memphis Central defeated DeSoto Central 12-9. Memphis University School defeated South Panola 33-14. A lot of out-of-state matchups. Germantown, Tennessee defeated South Haven 44-14. Jefferson County, and this was playing Terry tonight. Jefferson County in overtime defeated Terry 14-12. That's a 3A beating a 6A. That doesn't happen very often.
It does not happen. No wonder JJ's a little, he was ready to take it to the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Canton defeated Wingfield 33-19 was the final there. Clarksdale over Cleveland Central 49-8. Lewisburg shut out Fayette Ware of Somerville, Tennessee 44-0. Louisville was the 33-14 winner over Grenada. Horn Lake, we mentioned them earlier in the show. They may be kind of, you know, a little bit in the weeds there, but they beat Lake Cormorant tonight, which was a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Just stoned them, 58-9 was the final there. So,
whoa.
And the Horn Lake goes to South Panola, who's struggling a bit next week. Jefferson Davis County defeated Natchez 40-12. Neshoba Central over Holmes County Central Neshoba Central defeated Northeast Lauderdale 33-12. Niceville, Florida defeated Holmes County Central 35-7. We mentioned this one a moment earlier. St. Stanislaus in a basketball score. 63-49 over Pearl River Central. Saltillo shut out Baldwin 50-0. Vicksburg did beat Columbus 45-28 was the final there. Yazoo City over Port Gibson 22-6. West Point shut out a strong Noxubee County team 41-0 was the final there. They're just tough.
Yeah.
West Point's just tough.
Only one thing worse than playing West Point, and that's playing West Point after they've lost a game.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen very often, but that had to be tough.
Oxford won tonight. They beat Pontotoc 31-12. Corinth, another high-scoring game, edged Itawamba AHS 45-42 was the final there. New Albany beat Kossuth 39-14. Poplarville beat Heidelberg 55-7. Mendenhall won again. They're now 4-0. Mendenhall beat Purvis 29-8. Philadelphia, you mentioned them a moment ago. You know, their coach left, but they've won two games in a row.
Yeah. How about that?
They beat Quitman 20-14 was the final there. Senatobia over Shannon 45-23. Tylertown beat South Pike 30-20. See if I can get a couple more here that we haven't mentioned. Lake beat Choctaw Central 27-0.
Lake's having a great year, by the way.
They are having a good year.
That's a good program.
It is a good program. They've come out of nowhere.
Let's see. Puckett beat Clarkdale 32-0. Stringer over Lloyd Starr 41-20. McGee beat Newton 50-7. We mentioned Van Cleve over Perry Central 21-7. Jackson Prep, of course, a 59-10 winner over St. Joe. Taylorsville beat Columbia 20-13. Pisgah beat West Lincoln 37-12. It was Noxipater over Ethel 34-14. It was Okolona over Ashland 68-26. Leake County over Vardaman 36-6. Again, some MAIS action. Simpson over Cathedral 54-20. Lamar School beat Presbyterian Christian 41-13. MRA beat Capaya 52-14. Jackson Academy shut out Hartsville 52-0. Indianola beat Kirk 33-7. Starkville Academy shut out Magnolia Heights 24-0. And Wayne Academy defeated Silva Bay. Silva Bay was undefeated, but Wayne County won that game 14-12.
Oh, I noticed on the Malone matchups tonight you had Silliman and Park Lane. Have you got a score on that one yet? Maybe I missed it.
I was interested in
that one down there. And also that West Point win. Oh, gee. They beat a good Noxubee County team.
I do not have the Park Lane game, but I'll see if I can get it.
One score that I got a halftime score on. Ty called me or texted me. Crystal Springs riding a 2-game winning streak. Can't remember when they had that.
Me neither.
It's been a while. I think Carter was president or something along that line. They were actually ahead 22-8 over Amy.
Really?
Yeah. And now Ty's on the telephone. Let's just go ahead and get the final score on this thing. Ty Balls joins us now, and Ty, you're up 22-8. tell me the Tigers won that game.
This is that the score was Crystal State 48, Abiet 28.
So a third week in a row that they're going crazy in Crystal Springs. What's making this team so good, Ty?
Let's just say we've got a running back that's 300 pounds. He's like Justin Hinckley.
That'll do it. That will do it every time. Ty, thanks a lot. We got a run. We're up against the break. We did get the Park Lane score. They beat Silliman 33-13 tonight. We're going to duck out of here and take a timeout and remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Malone. Every day they exist to improve their community and empower people never to settle to be average. We'll take a timeout, and when Friday Night Under the Lights continues, we're going to open the phone lines, Jake. We're going to allow people to call us at 601-453-4800. If you want to talk about your team tonight, give us a buzz there on Friday Night Under the Lights. You're listening on great radio stations like MPB Think Radio. We'll be back.
Assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Baines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to credit concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. And the Wendy's Giant Studio right here in Flowood, Mississippi. Glad to have you with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights all over the state, and of course on radio and also video streaming at fnutl.com. And glad to have you with us again. The app, the website has all the scores. And, you know, Jake, we mentioned Twitter a while ago, but people Twitter all week long about what's going on, not just Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Twitter never sleeps. Seriously. I mean, it runs 365 days a year, 24/7, people tweet. And the thing about Twitter is it's so interactive in that you can put a message out. People can actually tweet to us and comment to stuff. We can comment back. So it's real interactive. And you're right, it goes on all week long.
Well, we haven't talked much about the Petal Panthers because we haven't had Harold with us for a couple of years. But he joins us tonight on Friday night Under the Lights. Harold, how are you tonight?
Russ, how are you doing, my friend?
If I was any better, there'd have to be two of me.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm telling you, it's been a while since I got to talk to y'all that way, you know, and talk to y'all about our fellow Panthers down here. You know, we were off tonight telling Oak Grove and some of the teams in here.
Yeah.
We're off tonight, and we'll take on a good Pearl squad next week in Pearl to open district play. And, this is when the season, I think, really gets to see what it's going to look like, what your football teams are going to look like.
I think you're right, Harold. And look, don't overlook Pearl because they've lost a couple of games.
That's right.
This is a team that can score pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you know, there's going to be a mad ball game, too, next week right down the road in Brandon. Because I'm telling you something, I don't know about the Cherry Bulldogs. This is unreal. They're 4-1. Brandon's 4-1. They open district play next week. Oak Grove gets George County, and then I think Meridian will play Jim Hill. So, you know, until you get your district games going, you'll know what you really got. Those guys are a great looking squad this year. I love Marcus to death. They'll find ways of winning, and it's going to be an interesting rest of the season for everybody.
Well, it is.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, and Marcus does a great job down there. But if anyone's never been to a Petal football game, Harold, I got to tell you, the first time I was down there, and you got all those tents and everything out in front, and I mean, look, people were inviting us to go and sit down and eat with them, and I was just bouncing around from tent to tent. But it's a festive attitude that they have there. But when you get them in and sit them down, and the game is on,
it's ball game time.
It's a ball game time.
Yeah.
And I did get to rub the Panther head over there, Harold. I rubbed the head of the Panther over there. What a facility they got over there at Pearl. And I tell you, Marcus has done a great job. Harold, you bring up a good point. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Russ. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say.
But
you know, Marcus does a great job over there. You've got a district and a half to come out of, but that's not easy to do.
No, it's not going to. You look at the teams we got this year. Meridian has won. They're 2-2. They're not a bad ball club. Don't count the Meridian Wildcats out. Oak Grove, they're 3-1, but they played a very, and I mean a very good Hattiesburg squad. Hattiesburg is going to make a point this year. They, you know, last year they made it to the championship game.
Yep.
West Point was a better team. And I think you're going to see a rematch in that 5A championship, state championship this year. But it's depending on how Hattiesburg plays in their district.
You're exactly right. Harold, thanks for coming back and being a part of our family here on Friday Night Under the Lights. We always appreciate talking to you, and keep those Panthers on the winning trail down there.
Hi, my man. Yeah, we'll try to get back on every Friday again like we used to. And I'm hoping Coach Bulls and them didn't mind me getting on here talking.
You're cutting
it's
in.
It's going to be an interesting season.
That's right. You're cutting in this time. Thanks, Harold. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
TJ Wary, giving us some time.
Y'all have a good one, buddy.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Harold. Hey, we got TJ Wary coming on now, WJTV. Of course, TJ, extremely busy with high school football guys. And, of course, we'll also want him to tell us about what they're doing on Saturday starting tomorrow. TJ, welcome in, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, man, first before we get to tomorrow, where were you guys at tonight? And tell us, catch us up on what you guys are doing over there at Channel 12 tonight.
Well, I was on the road headed for Oxford to get ready for tomorrow, but I know, yeah, we the slate wasn't, you know, a gigantic slate when it came to, like, power names or whatever, but we were at Northwest Rankin in Brandon, which Jake, you got that one right, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I picked that one, didn't I? I don't get them right much, but I got that one right.
Yeah. So, you know, we try and get you as many games as we can on Friday nights, and our show goes on at 10:15 the OT, and yeah, that's about what we had going. That's what we've got going every Friday night.
TJ, this is Russ Robinson. How are you doing?
Great, Russ. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Jake was telling us, we got to get TJ in here. He's trying to get his kid to bed, and so my suggestion would be give him a small Wendy's Frosty, and then he'll take care of himself, and you can get on and talk to us. How about that?
Man, Frosty sounds amazing.
Sounds really good right now.
TJ, there's been so much made about social media. And obviously, it's big, okay? I mean, it's bigger than it ever has been. Has it been a hindrance or a help to what you do in television?
Oh, man, Russ, I can't tell how many different stories I found just because I saw the right tweet at the right time. I feel like it's done nothing but been helpful because you can get stories from so many different people. You can get in touch with so many people you otherwise wouldn't be able to get a hold of. Like even on Friday nights, and you can find scores from everywhere right there. Because I remember back in the day, I say back in the day, like I'm that old or something. But I mean, like when I first got in 10 years ago, man, we were leaving business cards, and you had to build up this contact list, and we were literally making phone calls until we went out on set looking for scores. So it's really changed how we do the things, not only on Friday nights, but just on a day-to-day basis. And I Twitter, I'm not a huge social media guy, but Twitter is like our life, is really a lifeblood for anybody who's in sports media.
TJ, you guys have a massive production that you guys are doing now. Tell us a little bit about that before you get out of here. I know you said you're headed to Oxford, so you guys will be covering the state doing a little high school football tomorrow.
Yeah,
college football.
Just got to Batesville. We're staying in Batesville tonight. We just got up here. We are doing this. We do this thing called Super Saturday. It's a 2-hour pregame show. We're on location 8 or 9 times this fall. This weekend obviously was a pretty easy choice to be in Oxford for Alabama and Ole Miss. So 2-hour pregame show. We had Jake come in for a film room that's probably one of my favorite segments that we do. Just breaking down some tape on both Ole Miss and State. We got some guests coming on. We're supposed to have Kermit Davis on the show tomorrow.
How about that?
We're just going to, we're talking all college football. Obviously, Alabama and Ole Miss is the focus, but we try and cover all the colleges in the state, and we just have some fun for a couple hours.
TJ Wary joining us tonight, and we appreciate you doing that from Channel 12 WJTV, and appreciate you staying up with us and spending a little bit of your time on Friday night under the lights with us, TJ.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'll come on anytime you need me.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, George, you got some scores before we head to break.
Yeah, a couple more we want to mention. Just mentioned this one earlier. Briarcrest Christian over Hernando, 20-19. The big game probably in the state tonight was Brandon Northwest Rankin, and Brandon won that game 34-13. Harrison Central defeated George County 21-10. Want to mention that one again. It was Clarksdale over Cleveland Central 49-8. Lewisburg beat Fayette Ware of Somerville, Tennessee 44-0. Louisville was a winner tonight. They're now 4-1. They beat Grenada 32-14. Mentioned again, Horn Lake beat Lake Cormorant 58-9. Jefferson Davis County defeated Natchez 40-12. It was Neshoba Central over Northeast Lauderdale 33-12. St. Stanislaus over Pearl River Central 63-49. Mentioned that one again. Mentioned West Point defeated Noxubee County 41-0. South Jones beat Bay St. Louis 35-20. It was Greene County over Long Beach 41-21. Corinth over Itawamba AHS 45-42. Emmett, Louisiana beat Macomb 41-14. Lawrence County over Franklin County, 28-0, and Aberdeen beat New Hope, 40-7.
All right, well, we're going to take a timeout. We are opening the phone lines for this next segment. It is 601-453-4800 if you want to call in and talk about your team tonight, maybe what they did, or maybe a big game they've got coming up. We want to talk to you on Friday Night in the Lights. We're also going to talk to Kerry Metzler before we get out of here tonight about his big ball game down there at Picayune. So still going to be here for another 30 minutes. Glad to have you with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible by the folks at Credit Concepts. That's Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights.